I've had a stressful few weeks. Things have been pretty hectic at work. I'm moving into a new place next week. One of my friends is getting married next month, and I've been helping her with some last-minute arrangements. And I've had my eye on this one guy for a while now, but he's still trying to fight it. Stay faithful. Be good. I can tell that he's close. Close to breaking. It's just frustrating, you know? Don't get me wrong. I know he's going to be worth it in the end. The ones who fight the hardest always are. But it's been a while since I've had to work so hard. To be honest, I've actually kind of missed it. The thrill of it. Seducing a guy so completely. Having to plan out how I'm going to do it. How I'm going to work my way into his confidence. Get friendly with him. Convince him to let his guard down. How I'm gonna start taking up more and more of his time. Becoming part of his routine. Something he looks forward to. Something he can't do without. And then slowly start to tease him. Flirt with him, figuring out what he likes, learning from how he responds, adapting, and not being too obvious at first, just giving him those subtle, teasing signs, letting him wonder if they were real or if he was just imagining it. Getting under his skin and distracting him. Making him question himself. What is it that he really wants? Who is it that he really wants? Tempting him and corrupting him. Starting to cloud his thoughts until I'm all that he can think about. Whether he's around me or not, stealing him away from his wife and his family a little bit at a time, until he breaks and forgets all about them, until he's just fucking me and owning me and filling me with his cum, taking out all of his stress and desire and aggression on me. Using my body, not hers, over and over and over, draining his balls until he has nothing left to give her. God. And then soothing his conscience and convincing him to do it again. As often as he can. I've missed the challenge of it. The possibility that he might say no or try to run from it. The chance that he might confess all or that his wife might figure it out. It makes it all the more exciting for me. If there's no risk, there's no fun. I like the uncertainty of not knowing how things are gonna end up before we get there. Don't you? The only thing that's been keeping me sane lately is my fuck buddy, John. He's been working away from home for the past few months and got back just before Christmas. We've been hooking up a couple of times a week since then. Whenever he has a boys' night out or a job on the other side of town. He gives the best head, I swear. Did I tell you about him already? No. Oh. Well, I met him through work. He was one of my clients last year. He and his wife were looking for something to buy a little bigger. Their eldest was just starting school, and they were looking for something in the suburbs. Something convenient for the school run and for work, that they could grow into and make their own. A real family home. I got to chat with him quite a bit during viewings. His wife couldn't always make it because of the kids, so it was often just the two of us. Him taking lots of pictures and asking for a woman's opinion. I could tell that he was a good dad, a good husband, and completely oblivious to just how cute he was. Even my colleague, Shazia, used to joke about wanting to suck his cock and break her pussy on his face. We hooked up a few months after they'd bought their new place. I was on friendly terms with him and his wife by then. And of course, I'd always taken the opportunity to flirt with him whenever I had the chance. Keeping things casual, teasing and carefree, never coming on too strong. Almost always getting a rise out of him as a result. Something equally cheeky or fun. Acting scandalized that he would say such a thing. Be so brazen. Laughing it off. Just being playful, you know. He was out with his friends that night. A pre-bachelor party for a couple of guys who wouldn't make it to the real thing the following week. Basically, just another excuse for them to get drunk and have some fun before their friend's wedding. And I just happened to be out with some girlfriends at the same club. I spotted him ordering drinks, and for some reason, I couldn't take my mind off of him. Maybe it was because I bumped into his wife on her way back from a jog that same afternoon while showing another house on their streets. I kept thinking about her, sitting at home, not questioning for a moment what her husband might be getting up to, who he might meet, or what they might do together. Just trusting him so completely. And the thought of fucking him had my panties wet in an instant. I hadn't gone out with the intention of getting laid. I was going to be meeting Alistair again that weekend while his wife was out of town. But I'd already had a few drinks and was feeling pretty buzzed. Now, here was the perfect opportunity to have a little fun beforehand. He was just too delicious to pass up without at least having a go. I pointed out his group to my girlfriends, making it seem like their idea that we should go over and introduce ourselves, pretending not to have noticed that John was with them, and then mimicking his surprise and embarrassment when he recognized me, reluctantly explaining to our friends how we knew one another and smiling at each other apologetically when a few of them made some racy comments. Nobody seemed to suspect anything, though. His friends were busy checking us girls out, paying us compliments, telling us how sexy we all looked, and how glad they were that we decided to come and join them. I was wearing my favorite little black mini dress. Tight, backless, cut so short that it barely covers my ass. Even shorter than this. I matched it with a nice pair of heels and super sexy red and black lace thong underneath. I was wearing my hair down, with a slight curl for that sexy, sultry look. Natural makeup, some dangling golden loop earrings, and, of course, red lipstick to really spark a guy's imagination. I looked hot, and I was showing off more skin than he'd ever seen from me. And even he couldn't resist checking me out. Maybe it was the alcohol. We had fun, drinking, flirting, and dancing with them for a few hours. All of us girls getting in at least one dance with the groom, taking turns trying to embarrass him in front of the others, grinding against him, pressing our tits to his chest, pulling his face into our cleavage, even giving his cock a squeeze and guiding his hands onto our butts when we had the chance. A few other women even joined in on the fun, and its boner was obvious from halfway across the club. They had planned to go to a strip club next and pay for a few lap dances, but my friends soon convinced them to join us instead and move on to another club with a better atmosphere and a little more privacy for those that might appreciate it. I fell in alongside John during the walkover. The two of us kind of gravitated towards one another anyway, sharing a few dances, laughing and joking about things all night, the initial awkwardness long forgotten. I bumped up against him and made him promise not to mention any of this to his wife or their new neighbors. I told him that although it's not like I was doing anything wrong, I wouldn't want word to get out and ruin my image as Little Miss Sweet and Innocent. He grinned and told me that he wouldn't say a word, his eyes lingering on my cleavage for much too long. The doorman let us skip the line, and as soon as we'd ordered drinks and found a couple of booths to ourselves upstairs, the girls sitting on the guy's lap so we could all share, my friends Vicky and Gabrielle decided to give the groom a very public lap dance, pulling their dresses down, Gabby whipping off her bra, and both of them rubbing their tits in his face, making out with each other, and taking turns dry-humping him right there, with the rest of us watching and cheering. I could feel John starting to get hard against my abs. I didn't say anything right away, though, just feigning ignorance and pretending not to feel it, even as I shifted about in his lap, teasing him. But when Vicky lifted up the hem of her dress, encouraging the groom to squeeze her ass while she ground her pussy against the front of his trousers, I couldn't pretend anymore. He was rock hard and throbbing underneath me. I turned to smirk at him, acted shocked, and called him a naughty boy, then turning back to watch the show and wriggling in his lap deliberately, grinding back and forth against him, hearing him sigh and feeling his cock throb and pulse against me, his arm around my waist, fingers gripping my side. Most of the others were in a similar state, hard cocks and horny girls. One of the guys had even got his hand up my friend's dress, rubbing her pussy through her panties while she sat there sipping her cocktail. By the time the groom had come in his pants, most of us were pretty worked up and on edge. Gabrielle was already making out with another one of the guys, and Vicky was soon leading the groom off to the men's restroom to help him get cleaned up. Most of the others went off to dance, while a few of us settled where we were, chatting, flirting, and just enjoying another drink. I didn't move from John's lab. The two of us sitting, shooting the shit and joking with the others. His hand was resting on my thigh now, carelessly running his fingers back and forth over my flesh. It didn't feel inappropriate or like a big deal. Just natural, right? Although he'd calmed down a bit since the lap dance earlier, I could still feel his cock, half hard and throbbing occasionally against my ass. I did my best to keep grinding against it and repositioning myself as the night went on, never letting him get soft, grinning at him and shooting knowing glances whenever I felt it jump or flex against me. After they got back from the restroom and spent another hour or so dancing together, the groom left with Vicky, heading back to her place along with her roommate and two of his buddies. According to what Vicky told me later, he'd ended up passing out early while she was riding his cock and listening to her roommate get railed from both ends in the next room. Apparently, he made it up to her in the morning, though, before heading home to his fiancée. Others slipped away throughout the night, until only six of us remained. Me, John, my friends Suzanne and Jenny, and a couple of his friends, Peter and Jeff. Suzanne was busy in the other booth, her head in Jeff's lap, bobbing up and down on his cock, and his hand was fisted in her hair, helping to guide her. The wedding ring on his finger is what really drew my attention, though. My mind conjuring up an image of his wife at home, asleep in bed, and then John's wife, tucked up likewise. John was watching them, engrossed, his hand still now, resting on my upper thigh, just inches away from the hem of my dress and my panties, his fingers digging into my flesh, gripping me tight. Jenny and Peter were too distracted debating something or other to even notice what was going on around them, and I took the opportunity to reposition myself, allowing the hem of my dress to ride up entirely, exposing my ass and my thong and putting the bulge in John's trousers right up against my pussy. His hand was still squeezing my thigh instinctively as he watched Suzanne starting to suck harder and bob faster, slurping on his friend's cock, Jeff's head lolling back in ecstasy and his hips rising, his orgasm only moments away now. I leaned back against John, resting my head on his shoulder as he wrapped another arm around my waist, like it was the most natural thing in the world for us to be sitting together like that, so intimately. I asked him if he'd ever had a blowjob as good as that, if his wife had ever sucked his cock as well as Suzanne was sucking his friends, if she'd ever done it in public, if sucking his cock was even something she enjoyed doing for him anymore. And he just throbbed against me. I started to comment on how hot Suzanne looked, how good her technique was, how deep, how sloppy, those pouty lips, those sunken cheeks. I asked him if he could imagine how amazing his friend must feel with her sucking on him like that. And when Suzanne started using her hand as well, sensing the inevitable drawing near, I spread my legs a little wider, started playing with John's bulge, stroking his cock through his trousers. His hand on my thigh reacted instinctively again, his fingertips finding the edge of my panties and slipping inside, discovering my wetness, then tracing up through my folds and coming to rest on my clit, playing with me. It still felt so natural, so right, almost innocent. I could tell that he was acting without thinking, still beguiled by the scene playing out in front of us. And I used that to my advantage, starting to undo his zipper, even as I told him to keep his eyes on Suzanne, pointing out the way that her throat would bulge every time she took Jeff's cock all the way down to the base, deep-throating him. She was sucking even faster now, Jeff swearing under his breath, moaning with pleasure and no longer able to keep quiet. I snaked a hand into John's trousers and pulled him out, stroking the head of his cock a few times and raising my hips. I pulled my panties to one side, lining us up discreetly, hearing him let out a long, low groan of ecstasy as I sank down onto his length. My pussy, warm and wet, squeezing him so tight, and his cock so hard and thick, stretching me around it. The two of us were breathing hard and grinding slowly as we watched Suzanne work, fucking each other while trying to remain inconspicuous. It was a struggle to keep myself from moaning. He felt so good. Suzanne only needed another minute, maybe two, before she had Jeff grunting and bucking and blowing his load in her mouth. She stopped bobbing on his cock, kept her lips sealed around the head, his shaft throbbing visibly in time with each shot of his cum coating her tongue, and Suzanne welcoming each spurt with an appreciative, savoring him. She didn't waste a single drop, sucking her way off his cock with a pop and swallowing his load before spotting the two of us watching them. She blushed, embarrassed, but then leaned in to give him a dozen or more long, luxurious sucks, squeezing the head of his cock on her tongue, making sure that she swallowed every last trace of his cum, before helping herself to another sip of her cocktail to wash it all down. To be honest, I would have been jealous of her, if it weren't for the fact that I was sitting there with a pussy full of John's cum. Oh, he'd blown his load as well, balls deep inside me as his friend was busy filling up Suzanne. I slipped him out of me while Jeff and Suzanne were fixing themselves up and whispering to one another. I moved my panties back into place and straightened out my dress, keeping my legs together and easing forward a little on John's lap, giving him space and cover to tuck himself away without the others noticing. Jeff and Suzanne soon announced that they were leaving, heading back to Suzanne's place, Jeff asking John to cover for him with his wife tomorrow and not waiting for a reply, a giddy look on his face as Suzanne led him away. The rest of us called it a night at that point, too. John and Peter getting into one taxi, Jenny and I into another. I gave John a peck on the cheek before parting, though, thanking him for a great night, hoping that he'd enjoyed it as much as I had, and telling him to say hi to his wife for me in the morning. I didn't have to wait long before seeing him next. He came into the office that Monday around lunchtime, I acted innocent, professional, saying hello and calling him Mr. Webb, asking him how I could help, as though he were any other client and not one that I'd just fucked 2 days earlier. Then suddenly remembering some legal documents that I needed him to sign when he told me that we had to talk. I led him to one of the meeting rooms that were used for clients so that we'd have some privacy, making sure to close the blinds and knowing that no one else would be using it today. Apparently, his conscience had set in not long after his hangover had worn off. He'd been feeling guilty all weekend about having cheated on his wife, the first time that he'd ever done that, and about having taken advantage of me while I was tipsy. Such a sweetie. I told him not to worry about it, that I could remember what we'd done and that I didn't feel bad about it at all, that he didn't have to worry about me. I wasn't going to tell anyone, especially not his wife. I told him that I enjoyed it, that I'd been attracted to him ever since we'd first met, and that I was glad we'd fucked, that I'd always hoped we'd get a chance to. He was taken back at first, looking at me as though unsure if I was joking or... And then when I sat back on the desk and lifted my skirt to show him my pussy, it was as though he was seeing me for the first time, not quite the sweet, innocent woman he thought I was. I could see his mind racing as I sat there on show for him, 2 fingers running up and down through my folds, playing with myself. I reminded him that I didn't get to come on Friday, and that technically that meant he still owed me, and wouldn't he like to make it up to me right here, right now, on the desk? We'd have to be quick, but no one would ever know. I slipped my fingers into my pussy as I spoke, fucking myself with them, and pulled them out, covered in my juices in time with those last words. I sucked them clean as he watched me, asking if he wanted to have a taste too, and then spreading my legs wide open for him, rubbing my clit while he stood watching, transfixed. I could see him making that calculation that all guys make the first time. Risk versus reward. Getting to fuck me versus getting caught in the act. And I could see the moment that he broke, see his lust take over as he was watching me play with myself. See his cock win out over his brain when I started moaning in front of him. He dropped to his knees and buried his face between my legs, diving right into me and eating my pussy like a man possessed, lapping at my folds, dipping his tongue inside me, licking at my walls and pulling out and focusing on my clit, sucking on it, lashing at it, drawing circles and licking back and forth, finding what I liked and then sticking with it, his fingers inside me, fucking me as he worked. I told him that I'd been fantasizing about this since Friday, and before long, I was biting my arm, trying to stay quiet, one hand on the back of his head, pulling him into me even deeper, not letting him break contact even for a second. And I came all over his face within 5 minutes, writhing and shaking and squeezing his head between my thighs. And he never stopped licking, just lapping up my cum and working my orgasm higher and higher. I envied his wife so fucking much in that moment. When he stood up, I pushed him back onto the chair. His boner was obvious, and I convinced him that he couldn't just walk out of here with it on show. What would my colleagues think? I undid his trousers and straddled him, pulling out his cock and guiding him into me and starting to ride. And he didn't even try to object. I fucked him hard and fast, my ass bouncing, my pussy clinging to him, my hands on his shoulders while he reached up to paw at my tits. I came again, all over him, when he told me that he'd been fantasizing about this too, that he'd been thinking about me that weekend, picturing me underneath him while he was making love with his wife, imagining my pussy wrapped around him when he was filling her with his cum. Oh, that confession did it for him too. He warned me that he was coming at the exact moment that he lost control, exploding inside me, painting my pussy with his cum and giving me every last drop. I was perfect. And he wasn't guilty afterwards. He just sat there, balls deep inside me, making out with me, with his hands on my ass, until we heard a noise outside the room and remembered where we were. We dressed quickly, and as he was leaving, I asked him if he was going to be at the club again on Friday night for the actual bachelor party. I told him that I'd love to show him around my place after her, if he could convince one of his friends to cover for him with his wife. Maybe Jeff, or the groom. And the two of us have been fucking ever since, whenever we've had a chance. I only wish that this other guy would realize what he's missing out on. Still, fingers crossed, and he figures it out soon, too.